Here, these are three different ladies here. Harei Shemus Mechlokim. Each one is a separate name. Like there are three different ladies, three different Isurim here. So of course, if a Kohen Gadol lives with one Almana, then another Almana, of course he should be Chayiv three times. So why does our Bryce say it's only Chayiv one time? Elo the case is, Sheabo al Almana Achas, Sholosh Bias. It means the Kohen Gadol lived with one lady, one Almana, three times. So again, Hechidon, what are we talking about? Either lay ask me if you didn't warn him in between. Pshita, I've added the only chayv elachas. Of course, it's only chayv one time. Elo di ask me, elo why we warned him each time. If so, I call chodah b'chodah, may any chayv elachas. If we warned him in between each time, don't live with her again, don't live with her again, he should be chayv each time separately. For your tanan, we learned. Nozir shoy shoy sayayin kolayoyim. If you have a nozir that was doing an issa, was drinking wine the whole day, kulay, ain't a chayv elachas. If we don't warn him in between, only once, he's only chayiv once. Omrula, what about if we tell him, Al tisht, stop drinking, you're an ozer. Al tisht, stop drinking. Vu shaysi, because he continues drinking. The locher is chayiv a kolachas viachas, he's chayiv in every single one of them. See here also, if we live with this almana three times and we warn him each time, he should be chayiv three times. Shema says, like tzricha, the case is like this. Shebo al almanas Ruvain, shehoysa almanas Shimon, shehoysa almanas Levi. That was the case. He lived once with this lady. This lady was first married to Reuven, he died. Then she got married to Shimon and he died. Then she got married to Levi and he died. So this one lady is called an almana from three different husbands. And the Kohen Gadol lived with her one time. So now the time I would have thought to say, Harei Shemus Mechlokim, she has three different names of an almana runner. She's called an almana of Reuven, of Shimon, of Levi. So maybe that the Kohen Gadol is chayiv three times. Kamash Mala, no, he's only chayiv one time. Why? Because gufe mechlokim bina meleka. We have to have three different bodies, three different ladies. If it would have been three different almanas, then he'd be chayiv three times, true. But here, since it's only one lady, even though this lady has three names upon her, that she was three times an almana, still the Kohen Gadol is only chayiv once with one hasra. Yes. Then, what does the Braita say? If the lady was first an almana, that means she was married and her husband died. Then she got married a second time and she became a grusha. Then she became a chalola. Means then a kohen married her. And then she became a zayna. She lived with a chayiv krisis. Now if a kohen lives with her, the kohen is chayiv four times for living one time with her. For the mara high tana my kasava. What does this tana hold? E kasava, you want to tell me, yod issa chalal issa, that yes, one issa could be chal upon a second issa. In other words, here, when the kohen lives with this one lady, he's chayiv four averis. Because this one lady has four isurim upon her. She is a namana, she is a grusha, she is a chalola, and she is a zayna. So that's why the kohen is chayiv four times one avera. But this has to do with issa chalal issa. So Marcel, if he holds one issa, could be chal upon a second issa, like here, if she was a grusha. Then she became a namana, I say, so what? Even though she was also to the kohen already, because of the grusha, but now, when she becomes a namana, she becomes with a second issa. So that's what our tan holds. If so, ibchanami. Even if the case was opposite, that first she became a zayna, then she became a chalola, then a grusha, then an almana, also we should say issa chalal issa. If a kohen lives with this lady now, he should be chayiv four times. V'kasav, if our tana holds no, ein issa chalal issa, no, that once the issa lady is also to you one time, even though another reason comes, it's not chal. If so, afilu kaseder azenami. So even though first she was an almana, then a grusha, the issa grusha should not be chal upon her, because she's also to you already, because she's an almana. Like if you're a kohen gadol, she's also to you already. So what does our tana hold? This way yes, that way no. Omar rova haitana, our tana holds like this, issa chalal issa lesley. Just the regular issa, that's chal once. Then another regal issa, that cannot be chal upon the first issa. So therefore, if the lady would have first been a grusha, and then she becomes an almana, the second issa almana would not be chal upon her, because she was also too ready for a grusha. But what does our tana hold? But issa moisiv islay. If the second issa adds on more than the first one did, that he holds. Therefore, it's only in this order that it's good. Almana. If this lady first became an almana, so true, Asura l'Kohen Gadol. She's only also to a Kohen Gadol. But Vishari l'Kohen Hedyot, an Almana could get married to a regular Kohen. Hevi l'Grusha. Then she got married to a regular man and she got a get. Now, when she gets a get now, she has a shame Grusha. Mi gudi yisusav lo yisur l'gabi Kohen Hedyot. Now, because that she came to Grusha, she can't marry a regular Kohen Hedyot. So an Issa's chal upon somebody new that was not here before because of the Almana. Sirso, itusav nami lo yisru legabi kohen gadol. We say the Torah of Amigo that even the get to the first kohen gadol, also she's also with the second issa now. And now when this lady became the grusha, not only is she also to the kohen because of the first almonas, but she's also because she became the grusha also. Since this new issa grusha added something to her more than before, it made her now also to regular kohen hedjit, that's called Amigo, it's also chal upon the kohen gadol. But we are dying shayin lamecha betruma. Still this lady, she's lady truma. Heavy lo chalola. Now let's say she marries a kohen, she becomes a chalola. So she's also ti truma. So say a svara, mi gudi susiv yisur lamecha betruma. Since she becomes also nashkeni truma, he susiv yisur lagar bekohen gadol. Again, she also becomes also the kohen gadol mishum chalola. Ela zoyna moisif. But later when she becomes a zoyna, what is she eating more than before isbei? Amar Rav Chama bar Rav Ketina, hoyo v'shem znus, poisa v'Yisroel, tanya, since your same znus passes v'Yisroel also. Notice Yisroel also is not supposed to marry a zoyna. So therefore, since she becomes us, even to a Yisroel now, therefore it also becomes us in the gate to a kohen gadol. So that's why our Tana hold, that if this one lady, first was an amona, then a grusha, then a chalola, then a zayna, all four Yisroel machal upon her, and therefore if a kohen gadol marries her, he's over four averes. Alright, we'll stop here. Again, in the middle of the Braisa said the chilik upon that if a kohen gadol lives with this one isha, that first again she was, the seder was, that first she was an amona, then she became a grusha, then she became a chalolo, and then she became a zayna. So the halacha is if a kohen gadol lives with her, he's chayiv four times. So Mora said, what does that Tana hold for him? If he owed any Yisachal Alissa, so why? If he owed Yisachal Alissa even the other way also. So Mora came out that our Tana hold Issa Moisev Islay. That each one adds on one to the other. If you Moisev and the Issa, then the second Issa is Chal. So that's why Almonus was only to a Kohen Gadol. A Gerush was even to a Kohen Hedjit. And then a Chalola was she came Masa Tichumer even. And then a Zayna, the Gemara said, Shem's Nus, Paisa be Yisrael. That a Zayna, Rashi says, Shem's Nus means that by Yisrael also, if his wife becomes a Saita, she has Nus with somebody else, she becomes also to her husband. So therefore, Nus passes be Yisrael, therefore, Sni Taisif. Now, first line, the big lines almost. Toni, Tona, Kamad, Rosheshis. Kol Shu, Bi Yikach, Harehu, Bula Yikach. Whoever is Bechlal, Bi Yikach, is Bechal, Bula Yikach. As Rashi says, the Pasuk says, these cases of Kohen Gadol can't take an Amona. So it has to be that the lady, if it wouldn't have been that she's an Amona, the Kohen Gadol could take her. But if for a different reason, the Kohen Gadol can't take her anyway, then you don't have this love. And Rashi says, the Pasuk says, Vu isha b'psaleh yikach. A Kohen Gadol should marry a b'sula. And right away it says, Amona grusha lo yikach. So we dash in that an Amona is only yasa if before she was an Amona, she was fit for a Kohen Gadol. His kol shu biyikach, if she would have been fit for kohen gadol to marry her, then now that she became an amona, hareya b'lo yikach. But kol shu ain't a biyikach, anytime you can't marry her anyway, ain't a b'lo yikach. Then you don't have the special law for kohen gadol or kohen to marry them. Prat wasn't mean to say lafuke, kohen gadol shabu al al choysay amona. Let's say kohen gadol now lives with his sister the amona. So locher is that since even if she wouldn't have been an amona, a kohen gadol can't marry her sister, so even though his sister became an Amon and lives with her, he's not chayiv for the Avera of a Kohen Gadol to an Amon. Omelis, he said back, the Yom Luchamani, who do you go like? The Kuru Rebbe Shimon, you go according to Rebbe Shimon Shita. The Yom that Shimon holds, the Yom are Ein Issa Chalal Issa. That one Issa cannot be chal upon a second Issa. Therefore, the Issa Almon is not chal upon the Issa of Achoisai. The Tanya we learned, Rebbe Shimon Oimer, Ha'oicha Nevela B'Yom Kippurim. If you eat Nevela on Yom Kippur, the Locher is Potter. Your potter. Why? Because ain't this a chalal issa. It's also teed nevela before. So now if you eat it on Yom Kippur, the issa Yom Kippur is not chal upon the issa of nevela. The rabbanon, this is if you go according to the rabbanon shita, for Amri, they say, issa chalal issa. The rabbanon hold, we do say issa chalal issa. The Gemara says, no. Afilu teme rabbanon, if you want to tell me to go according to rabbanon shita, afilu teme rabbanon, Kiyamri Rabbanon Issa Chalal Issa. When do the Rabbanon say Issa Kim Chal upon another Issa? Hanimili Issa Chomer Issa Kal. A stronger Issa upon a Kaldik Issa. Avol Issa Kal, Issa Chomer Lechal. But a shorter issa, a kaldik issa, a barachomadik issa, that cannot be chal. Therefore, this kain gadol, if his sister becomes an almona, and then he lives with her, he's not chayin for the issa of an almona. Because the issa of almona can't be chal upon the strong issa of achoisai. Ikid the army, some say, Hamani Rabbanon, those goes only according to Rabbanon Shita. The army that they say, issa chalal issa. That even though usually they say issa is chalal issa, I'll tell you like this. V'chiyami Rabbanon, when the Rabbanon say Yisachal, 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 a stronger one or an easier one. Aval Yisachal, 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 but I care that the Yisrael Mono should be chal upon your sister, that we don't say. Because the sister, that's a stronger Yisra than an Amona. The Rav Shimon, because according to Rav Shimon, Hash, the Yisachal, 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 he even holds that an Yisachal is not chal upon an Yisachal, so I'll tell you, Yisachal, Al Yisachal, mi boy, the opposite way for sure is not chal. Tamura says no. Now the time I would have thought to say, I'll tell you, Issa Kunashani. I would have thought to say, maybe the Issa by a Kain is different. So maybe by Kuna, the Issa of a Kain Godel to marry an Amono, maybe here we do say Issa Chalal Issa. Kamashmullah, no, here still we don't say, we say Ain Issa Chalal Issa. That Shinsi, the Kain Godel sister, is also Tim first. Because she's a sister, even before she becomes an Amona, later when she becomes an Amona, still she's also. Oh, Malay Rav Papa Le'Abaya, Rav Papa said to Abaya, Yisroel ha'abu al al-choysoi. Of a regular Yisroel lives with his sister, Zayna Meshavula, Chalola Meshavula. He says what? That he makes his sister now into a Zayna, and she also becomes a Chalola, she becomes Poslakuna. Now there's the Shaila. Hey, Zayna Meshavula. For sure, Zayna she becomes. But Chalola Meshavula, Oilei Meshavula. Does he also make her into a Chalola now or not? Now, is she also now to a Kohen because of two reasons? She's also to a Kohen because she's a Zayna. But is she also because she's a Chalola or not? Me, Amrin, do I say Kal V'Chayma? Mechai V'Lav V'Nevi Chalola. When a Kohen marries a Gerusha, Chai V'Lav, and she becomes a Chalola, Mechai V'Krisis L'Kol Shchein. So they hear where the brother is living with the sister, for it's chai v'krisis, for sure she, because she should become a chalola. Or Dilma maybe know, the klal is, ein chalola ela mi'isur kuna. You only become a chalola if the parents are doing an issa kuna. It has to be a special issa for a kohen, like a kohen to marry a grusha. Then the kid, or then she becomes a chalola. But over here, where the brother is marrying the sister, it's not a special issa to a kuna, maybe she does not become a chalola. Omalei said back to him, the klal is, ein chalol ela misurakuna. No, she does not become a chalola. A chalola is only when a koyin lives with somebody that's also to him. Tovad. Only from an isurakuna. Omar Rav says, minoah ha-milsa. How do I know this? The Omar Rabbon, that's what the Rabbonin say. This klal of ein chalol ela misurakuna, that a chalola is only chal for misurakuna. I tell you the tiny, but not like this. Lo yoyma grusha b'kayin godl. The Torah does not have to say a Kohen Gadol is also to a Grusha. Because really, if it tastes to be Kavachomim and Kohen Hedyet, I should learn it out from a Kavachomim from a Kohen Hedyet. For you know, I mean, I would say like this. Hashtag the Kohen Hedyet Asura, Madach to a Kohen Hedyet, she's also the Kohen Gadol, me boy. So, of course, the Grusha is also to Kohen Gadol. It's so Loma Nemra. Why does Torah have to say over that Kohen Gadol can't marry Grusha? So it means like this. Geshem Shechaluka Grusha Mizoino, the Chalol of a Kohen Hedyet, Kach, Chalukah b'kain gadol. Just like there's a difference, a kain hedyet can't marry a grusha or a zayin or chalala, they're separate isurim. The same thing applies to a kain gadol. But the one of shita, of course, it applies to a kain gadol. Migra gora, why should he be worse? He became more kaddish, became a kain gadol. Of course, he's also to the same ladies that a regular kain is also to. Ela rather means like this. Kishem shechaluka grusha mizayin of a chalala. The kain hedyet, the same way it said separately, Kach amona chaluka migrusha v'chalola zayin v'kain gadol. Just like it's also separately. Now, as if it said the Isurim specially by kain gadol. Now, the question is, chalola lama nemra. Why does there have to say chalola by kain gadol? The chura ain't chalola elam Isur kuna. Now, the chura, the reason why it says it extra is to teach us this yisayin. Like Rashi says, chalola lama nemra. Harei asura le kain hedyet. It's also to a kain hedyet. So, pshiti she's also to a kain gadol. Laimula comes to teach us that ain't chalola elam isura kuna. So Rashi says it's mikro yisayra dashinin. It's from an extra pasuk we make this drasha. Tahai doho de kosve was it? I repeat it. Lochi kosve teaches loima. She talmid Misad Roma Chalolo Acher Amona. It says Chalolo after an Amona or Grusha. Tieni Surin Neigel of Kahanim. Just like a Grusha is ordinary to Kahanim, for like Kosvacha Zaina does not say Chalolo after Zaina. Shematzinu Shames Nus Pais of Yisrael, because the Zaina is lost even by Yisrael. Loimloch comes to teach us Shenikras Chalolo. When does a lady become a Chalolo? Ela Midias Psul Kahuna Lavado. Only if the Aveira, the Issa, was a special Issa, was Magaya to a Kain. That's what the Torah says, the word Chalola here, not next to Zaina, but next to Grusha. So kids, from this pasuk we learn out that even if a man lives with his sister, he does not make her into a Chalola, since it's not a special Issa for a Kain. Right, the Zaina, the Torah says now, Zaina lo menem, what does it say Zaina? Now makan zayna says over here zayna, but then the halan zayna. Makan zara chulin, afla halan zara chulin. Just like over here, the kids become a cholol, who then also the kohen marries a zayna, the kids also becomes a cholol. Omer Rav Asher, Rashi says hilkach. Therefore, kohen abu ala chaysoi, if a kohen lives with his own sister, so the first time he lives with her,